last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services driving your business growth. Visit ForvisMazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post is with us. Ian, Goldman Sachs is one of the biggest names in world finance. A mega Wall Street bank. So what's this about it coming to set up operations for ordinary people in Ireland?
Yes, potentially a really interesting story broke by the Bloomberg Newswire that Goldman Sachs has a subsidiary called Marcus. It's an online digital bank that operates in the UK and has done for the last number of years. And they're looking at potentially coming to Ireland. They held very early discussions with the Central Bank of Ireland that would have to regulate them. And this digital bank called Marcus, it pretty only much takes in deposits. So people that put their money in long-term savings, they pay an interest rate. And why does Goldman Sachs do this? Well, it wants to be like other big banks that take in deposits, because most of its business, it involves in lending to companies and it involves share trading and investment trading. But it's seen as a better way to finance its activities if it takes in ordinary savers deposits. So it's done that in the UK very successfully.
And there's an enormous amount of money in Ireland, isn't there, in deposits in the banks? About 170 billion euro.
Extraordinary level of money sitting in bank deposits, pretty much sitting in overnight current accounts, which according to the central bank figures published today, earns a grand total of 0.13%, and about 150 billion of that 170 billion sits in overnight current accounts. And potentially Marcus, as this subsidiary of Goldman Sachs is called, are eyeing that figure and thinking we could hoover up a piece of that by offering a better interest rate. Now,
even if it offered 1% more, are Irish people just so unbelievably lazy about moving their money that they wouldn't get nearly as much as they might think in normal circumstances?
Yes, and for the past 2 years, Matt, myself and Charlie Weston have been saying this to you and listeners: why are you leaving your money, your savings, your hard-earned savings in an overnight current account paying 0.13% when you could get 2.5 to 3% off even the Irish high street banks that don't even pay the highest interest rates? So this is what this Goldman Sachs subsidiary is looking at doing. However, analysts have pointed out they're not the only people who have tried this. You have Revolut, you've got Bunk, you've got another European platform called Raisin who take in deposits from Irish people, and only about 2% of that huge amount of money that's on deposit in Ireland has moved away from the likes of AIB, Bank of Ireland and Permanent TSB. Irish people show a great level of inertia or laziness, whatever you want to call it, and simply can't be bothered doing this, even though you could earn more money. And as I said, in the UK, Marcus has attracted a huge amount of deposits from people out there because they want to hoover up this money, because they want to put it to better use themselves.
Is that all they do with it, though? Do they ever offer loans or anything?
No, it's simply at the moment a deposit-taking operation. And as I said, you can see why Goldman Sachs want it. It's an easy way of them getting money so that they can do other things with it.
Okay, why is the Irish spirits sector, for things like whiskies and gins and the rest of it, uniquely exposed to tariffs?
Yeah, and the warning from these two lobby groups today, it is quite serious because, of course, for the last number of weeks, they actually have been subject to 10% tariffs, even though Donald Trump cut down the reciprocal tariffs on the European Union from 20%. They are still paying across the EU 10% tariffs, sending their goods to the United States. America is a huge source of exports for whiskey, gin and all the other spirits. But also, Matt, these companies buy in lots of things from the United States, including the casks that they put whiskey into. They are imported from the United States, and the EU's plan, if there's going to be a full-on trade war if no negotiation is reached, would involve putting on import tariffs onto US casks. So you could see why the Irish Whiskey Association and Drinks Ireland are worried about this. And they're saying that if you look at the last couple of years, take just from the middle of the last decade, Irish whiskey exports to the US have grown 450% when there has been no tariffs. In the last couple of weeks, those sales have obviously taken a bit of a hit because, of course, people are just not in the United States going to buy imported whiskey if they have to pay more for it. And it's even happened, you had it over the weekend, one of the big distillery founders over the weekend telling the Sunday Independent, most of the big distilleries have put a pause on production because they are worried about future sales.
Okay, well, that's very worrying for them. Tell us a little bit about Airbnb unveiling new services to expand beyond merely booking properties.
Yeah, they've put a big relaunch of the Airbnb app today, and the chief executive of Airbnb, Brian Chesky, saying that this is the biggest redevelopment since pretty much Airbnb was founded, because what does the company do? It sells you a room in somebody's home or sells you an apartment to use for your holidays. But he's pointing out hotels offer you a whole lot more, like gyms, like swimming pools, like restaurants. And their version of getting into that is to sell people experiences. So one of the things they're pointing out, well, how about we sell you a top chef or somebody coming in from a restaurant to cook in one of these homes you're going to be renting on your holidays? How about getting a personal trainer in? How about getting a massage or signing up for the potential to have a day out, a special planned tour with other people who are interested in this? And they're saying, look, we have a huge amount of people signing up to Airbnb. We are making money from selling them rooms and selling them home, entire homes. But people, when they go on holidays or when they go to travel on business, do so much more. So they're looking at this as another revenue source. And they're even pointing out they've teamed up with celebrities to offer experiences with them, that you could win a chance to have an experience. So if you go to the United States, perhaps on a day of NFL match, you could watch it with Patrick Mahomes if you wanted to. Or you could go ahead to play in Rio de Janeiro. You could play beach volleyball with a famous person. So they're trying to use these things as a way of generating more revenue from customers out there and pointing out, look, we've captured a huge portion of the hotel market, but hotels sell you other services and we're getting involved in that too.
A bit gimmicky sounding. Okay, Ian Guider, columnist with the Business Post, thank you.
The last word
on Today FM.